Welcome to another episode. Today, I'm pretty excited. This is like our first real time. Well, it's not in real time. I wish it was in real time. But this is a podcast about a road trip, a trip that we actually took visiting a bunch of countries for the mission.
The mission.
So I came up with my goal is to visit every UN-recognized country in the world, and Europe is a great place to tick off a few of those countries because they are all so close together.
And all UN-recognized.
Yes, yes. So we, the only challenging thing for me is that I've very sporadically visited places around Europe, so unfortunately, like, I could do a really great drive and knock off some, but I had done some of those easier ones, so we had to...
A great drive like we did on this trip.
Well, no, that was awesome. We had to pick an area where there was a bunch of countries I hadn't done, but they were relatively close enough that we could do a good sequence. And my idea was to do like 7 in 5 days, which might have been slightly unrealistic, but I think it still would have been achievable, except for the fact that a couple of the countries we wanted to go to were like Ukraine and Romania, and they don't really love people driving over their borders.
Well, I think it's more like, you know, the combination of, rental car companies and visas and, some of these places, once you get out of the EU, there's real border crossings and they take ages.
Yeah, that was like the craziest thing. Like once, even coming from Germany into Poland, so we started our trip, well, we should like go backwards a bit, but, you know, we both flew in from different parts of Germany. You just come into Poland and you're just like, they're like, okay. And I was like, what? Aren't you going to? And I was like, oh, and they're like, no, it's part of the EU. You just fly right in. Mental for me, but normal for you.
Yeah. Well, fairly normal.
Anyway, so our goal was like 7 countries. We kind of reevaluated that probably like 2 days before. Maybe because Darius was getting kind of annoyed with me because there was no plan. I was like, we'll just drive. He's like, please, can we just make some sort of rough roadmap? And I'm like, fine, this place, this place, this place, this place, done.
And then I checked it all on Google Maps and it was going to be like 1,000 hours of driving in 2 days.
Which I'm fine with.
I'm fine with it as well, but I think it's good that we actually, like, stopped in some places.
It was nice to have, like, an evening and be able to enjoy and relax. And what ended up being really nice in our four nights, five days-ish, was that we got to spend a night in each of the places that we visited. So We were in 5 countries in 4 days. We were in 5 countries in 2 days, but... The actual road trip was really from the time we met to the time we left each other was 4 countries in 4 days.
So I'm sure everyone at home is like shouting at us because they don't know what countries we're talking about.
Well, they should read these show notes.
Yeah, people, come on, get with it. What's wrong with you?
Oh, why don't you just go back through my Instagram stories? It's all there. Guys, come on. Anyway, but please do go visit them.
24 hours?
No, because you can make highlights. So if you do go to my @lovelytravels Instagram, there you can follow our road trip. It's pretty. I was just watching it back. It's pretty funny. Where did we go, Darius? You can tell the people.
So as Emma mentioned, we met in Warsaw, in Poland, and got a rental car, and then just started hooning up north.
We weren't hooning at the start because I was driving and true. It was very tentative. It was a really stressful time for everyone.
And in fact, I think we did like a – we started driving and it got dark, and it's amazing. Once you get out of Germany, at least for me it was quite amazing, Germans love their signs, like their road signs.
Yeah.
As soon as you get out of Warsaw – road signs stop, so it's always like, how fast am I allowed to go? Are we on the right road? Are we on a road? it's a bit mental.
Yeah, and in the daylight we realized there's a lot of forest, so it was very dark on the highway. And people in Poland and the Baltic countries, this is no judgment, love to drive really fast.
Yeah.
And they don't, they just like that fast lane. So it was a little bit of a fast welcome. Anyway, I might just summarize, but we'll keep, because I'm enjoying the story, but Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and back. So we did a big old loop. But yeah, so first day we moseyed on up to Lithuania, didn't we?
To Vilnius.
Vilnius. Which we spent quite a bit of time in the car discussing how to say.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Isn't it Vilnius?
No, it's fun. Can I play something and see if it works?
So play it and then I'll edit it in so the sound is good afterwards.
Okay.
On the border of something. There's a line there. Look, oh, there's a line. A big
oh, there's
line.
The Polska. It does a corner. Yeah, we're coming up to it now. All right.
See? It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think you're very judgmental.
Oh, this guy's going to...
Don't ruin our half moment.
Ready? Here we go. There's a big sign
on
the left.
Oh, there's a sign. Okay, do we do something?
Just film the sign.
We're entering it.
Yay!
We are in Lithuania. And we didn't have to do any passports or any border crossings or anything. And now it looks...
Kind of the same.
Just the same. And maybe even a little bit more Blair Witch Project. So anyway, we're in Lithuania. Hooray. Two countries in one day. Or three countries in one day.
I'm so excited. I've got the biggest smile on my face. I did just before this call, you know, because we're super into prep. Find the full 972 photos and videos that I took during those 4 days.
I remember in Vilnius we had like Lithuania's best pizza or something like that for dinner.
Well, and that was, yeah, we really wanted to have something Lithuanian. We were trying to have something like from each country. I mean, it was only the first day, but it was a really cute little hostel, wasn't it? It was like a hostel, but it was kind of like in the woods. Even though it was in the middle of the city, it was very rustic. It was super cute. Anyway.
Super warm.
Roasty toasty.
Couldn't turn the heating off.
But we asked, and it was November, so it was quite cold out. But we asked for, you know, recommendations. And they just kind of kept being like, they're like, pizza. And we're like, well, we kind of want something a bit more Lithuanian. And they're like, well, you could go here and here. And it was quite late. I think it was 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah, and we were pretty lucky to get into the pizza place.
Yeah. And so then they were like, look, it's good. And we got to just walk from our to little old town. And to be fair, it was excellent pizza. So
it was excellent pizza.
And it was a really nice meal after a big old drive. And we had some local beer. And I think we had local beer. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Extra was the beer we had with our pizza dinner, which was lovely. And we had some delicious cheesy bites. Can I find the name?
Deep fried cheese.
I can't read the name of the restaurant because it's in...
Itsupik.
Itsupik Pizzeria. Look, the Baltic region, the language is tough. And Polish is hard. So
this is Lithuanian, but fine.
No. So Baltic... The Baltic region is Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. Poland isn't part of the Baltic, so that's why I said different. I'm a bit sniffly, snuffly. Anyway, so we got in about 9 o'clock late into Lithuania. And we, oh, this picture's my cat. And then we pretty much went to bed and had a little bit of time in the morning. Oh, our wonderful hostel was called the Downtown Forest. I'll put links in the show notes to all the places that we stayed because they were wonderful and we had a really good time. So, yeah, how was our morning, Darius? Tell us a bit about Lithuanian morning.
I remember we pre-ordered croissants.
Oh, yeah, they were good.
Good croissants. And then we got up and went for a bit of a walk up the freeway, basically. And, no, it's Vilnius is quite a nice little city.
Charming place. We've had some really lovely hospitality from the restaurant, from the hostel. People have been pretty welcoming. It's just, yeah, it's very pretty, very charming. It's somewhere I would love to come back. So I think in terms of information, I'm pretty ill-prepared. So I will do some research and share some facts about this country and certainly about mental health. So thank you.
You know, I kept, there's a reoccurring theme on this trip that I, a feeling that I had, which was, I wish we could spend more time here.
What? You don't think 2 hours in the morning is enough? You're weird.
No, I do not.
Darius and I have very differing views on country experiences.
Oh, but yeah, I parked illegally and we looked at some squares, I remember.
Yeah, you were pretty nervous about that. I was like, but I need to frolic in front of this cathedral and get a photo. And you're like, get in the car. Well, and we also
had
a
schedule. Oh, yeah, we did a few laps. We also had a schedule that we need to hold on to.
Yeah.
Because we had planned to go for lunch in Riga and, you know, car's not going to drive itself.
Where? Yeah. No, we all worked out that Darius was going to drive the car and Emma was going to play on social media. It was a really great system. It worked. Where is Riga?
Riga is north of Vilnius and it's also the capital of Latvia.
That was, and, you know, the plan was, definitely to have lunch there. Darius had been there before, which is very handy, just to be able to kind of, I guess, expedite the visit. Should we play this video and see what it says?
Okay.
We are currently in between Lithuania and Latvia, I believe. Let's see what Emma has to say.
Well, that really crept up on us. It's 12:41 and we're just, we're driving into Latvia right now. Done. Yeah. Bye, Lithuania. Hello, Latvia. Wow. There's a petrol station thing. And I think we're in it now.
That was it.
Woo! Not as much of a build up as last night, but much easier in the daytime. Hello, Latvia.
Tell us. So, Darius, you've been to Riga, Latvia before. So, tell me a bit more about it.
Sure. It's a city on a river. The river is called something.
Tell me about your last time, the first time you visited, because you obviously had a few more days than I had, so you got a bit more of a sense of the city.
I visited with my friend Olaf. Oh, it's a very touristy little city, but also has, it's quite international because there's a lot of students that are studying there. Which makes for pretty good nightlife. And we were there in like January a few years ago and it was snowing and freezing cold. We just had a great time exploring the center of town. We did some walking tours. It's quite a exciting history in all of the Baltic states, but, you know, in Riga. Also, like, you know, lots of stuff to see, lots of different cultural aspects. I can recommend it. A couple of days, Riga is all you need.
Yeah, but also, like, what helped us on that trip is that you had, because you'd had been there before, you took us straight to the folk club.
Yeah, I love folk club. Big shout out.
And we had a very yummy traditional meal. Again, I had wine this time and you had beer, but we had this like awesome like snack platter to start with like cheese and pickled things and cucumbers and carrots and like so much aioli and then like garlic, like oily garlic, like there's just oil and garlic goodness. And then I ordered a salad, which was essentially the platter that we'd had, but in a salad form. So I was just like, wow.
In a bowl rather than on a plate.
It was a lot of garlic. I'm glad we went for a walk after lunch to explore the city because I was full.
Yeah.
But it was very charming, very picturesque, very hashtag Instagram photo worthy. So just those lovely sort of castle-like looking structures in the middle of the city. As you said, the river always makes a pretty feature. We got to see a bit of like an armed guard changeover. I guess that's from the revolution.
Yeah, I think it's the Independence Memorial.
Yeah. So we got to see this, sort of like march, changing the guard thing. That was really cool. And we stayed until like the early evening which I don't know if that was ideally planned. It was, look, November is hard as well because you just doing a bit big road trip like that might be a bit easier in the warmer months because you have more hours in the day.
Yeah, it gets dark at like 4 o'clock.
We tried to hit the road around, we tried to get up, we were not great at getting up to be honest, but like be out in the light, so try and get out around 9, often on the road ready, but like you were 4 or 5 o'clock, we were losing the light.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a big day. We went from Lithuania in the morning, Latvia in the lunchtime, and then we ended up where in the evening?
Oh, we, it was a big day. We drove from Riga to Pärnu, which is just across the border in Estonia.
No, maybe, oh, look, is this the border? Bottle-o. Do you think this is the border? I feel like it's border-esque.
It's a giant bottle-o.
We should have stopped there. Okay, so.
Hey, look.
Yes, there's a border thingy. Oh, it's very bright. Republic of Estonia. Hey. We're in Estonia. There we go. There's the flag. Oh, it's so blurry. So much glare. Oh, I'm trying to get the flag. Yeah, no, that was a fail. All right. Well, the fact is, we're in Estonia. And
Actually, the the drive, looking at it now, it's only like 200 kilometers, right? But, you can't drive like 100 k's an hour just straight. It's a bit rural.
No, so, I think we stopped and just being dark and then just, I don't know, like we did pretty well, but also needing, like wanting to see things and wanting to enjoy the experience. Like we could have fanged it and just... dot, different place. But also remember, like, 200 Ks, but some of those places we had to slow down a lot. Mm. There were small towns on the main road, so we were, like, you had to slow down. We were going from, like, 100 down to, like, 70 down to, like, 40 a few times.
Yeah.
But it was Pärnu in Estonia was such a good find from Darius because I think we sort of discussed going to Tallinn, to the capital, but, like, that would have made the trip a lot bigger.
Yeah, it would have. And I mean, I'm very keen to go to Tallinn. I was going to go this year, but who knows how that is shaping up. A very cool little city. So from what I've heard, Pärnu was a great find because it was, just over the border. And it's like a Estonian seaside holiday town, I guess.
Yeah, it was super cool. Like, it was just one of those places that had we not been driving, I don't think you would have just looked at a map of Estonia and been like, I want to go to Pärnu.
Yeah.
Having been, I would highly recommend. Absolutely adorable. And, yeah, just this kind of like, I was going to say kind of like Viking. It was a Viking area and they've just got these like big, epic doors that were like the gateway to the city, and like you can feel the kind of almost medievalness of it in some places, but then also got that real quirky sort of charm. I kept saying charming and I kept saying probably quaint. I think those are the words I used because they were.
Oh, there you go, there's a flag. Estonia flag. Is that the Finnish flag?
No, isn't that like a black and white checkerboard?
No. That's the
Finnish flag.
Get out!
And again, we made it to the hotel, which, what was the name of the hotel? I have a postcard of it on the fridge, I think.
I'll have to find it, but the decor was quite something.
It was very beige. The whole hotel was beige.
Beige and rich ruby red, like a crimson velvet. And then in our room we had a rich mahogany and mustard with a stylish green bedspread.
It was very mustard.
It's very yellow. We've arrived at the Hotel Legend in Pärnu. There's a delightful mustard, khaki and mahogany motif.
Yeah, but a good recommendation from the lovely lady working at Hotel something or other.
Hotel Legend. That's
hotel
how we,
legend.
That's why we chose it, because it was legend.
Yeah. And the recommendation was this like local, because we wanted local food. We went to this bar, which was super old school. It's like a restaurant slash bar. And it apparently it was dancing night, and there was a band, and we had to pay a cover charge, and
which was like €2. It was very not much.
And
money.
they all got super stuck in.
Yeah, which I was definitely more into the folk local music than.
But it wasn't really. It was no. It was like Mix 106.5 with a guy on a guitar and a backing track.
Let's see if we can have a little taste of that. She's got it. Oh, I loved it. I was having the best time, and it reminded me of being in Serbia with my Serbian friend. And just as soon as they start playing, everybody gets up and dances, and I just think that's brilliant. Yeah. Darius has gone quiet on me. But I loved, the food was really cool. I had like some traditional Siberian dumplings. I'm pretty sure they were.
Something like that.
And they were like these little tiny dumplings that were very yummy. And we had pork crackling with the aioli-like dip and pickles with honey.
Yeah. Pickles with honey were amazing.
And then you had a borscht.
Yeah, borscht. Oh, it was quite delicious.
It was very delicious. And it came with this giant, like, crispy top. It was very fancy.
Yeah, it was like a puff pastry, a lid. And then lid. Underneath was the borscht, and you could dip the lid in the borscht. But the next day we spent some time walking around Panu in the daytime. Actually, we had a day at the beach. I remember that.
Which you were so proud of, like, because Darius was wanting to, like, just do – I wasn't fussed at all. I was like, I'm happy to just be here. One of my favorite things about travel is just like getting to a place and just kind of wandering, and I don't really need to know what I'm seeing or what I'm doing. It makes it difficult to tell people later on, and probably not great for like the fact that I've been a travel writer for many years. So I try to document somewhat, but it's usually more of a, hey, I'm going to look back through the photos and find that, which is why I take photos of signs. But anyway, Darius was very excited about the fact that he included this seaside excursion. And I was less than impressed with the beach.
There was a nudist beach.
It was a nudist beach. Luckily, it was November, so nobody was nude. Nobody was nude. There was, like, really nobody on the beach. There was a few. But I come from Gold Coast of Queensland, Australia, which is quite famous. Gold Coast. That's quite famous for its beaches. So, my standards are kind of high. And it was quite grey. Quite flat.
Beautiful, beautiful windy November day with light drizzle on the Baltic Sea.
Yeah. I was probably a little bit more excited, to be honest, after. Maybe I put on the excitement a bit more when we went to the Baltic Sea in Latvia. Just like I picked up the, amped up the beach enthusiasm. But it was great. Dipped my toes in the, I didn't dip my toes. That would have been very silly. I dipped my fingers in the Baltic Sea. But I do remember giving you a bit of shtick about it. But then we walked around the town, and it was absolutely charming. It was just the colors and the shapes of the buildings, and super impressive.
Yeah, very, very lovely.
I think I enjoyed all of them, but I think this Panu surprised me the most.
Yeah, me too. It gave me a very big boost in my wish to see more of Estonia.
Yeah, we stopped.
Always knew the Estonians were cool, but I didn't know they were that cool.
We also had a really nice breakfast at the hotel, I remember.
Yep, big surprise. Hotel legend, great breakfast. They had like five different types of pickled fish.
I wasn't as excited about. but it was very tasty, and there was a lot on offer, and that was really lovely. And I was a little bit sad to leave, to be honest. Great doorways, lots of photos of me in doorways, great posing. But yeah, it was, and then it was time to kind of make the power on back. Well, we changed up the plan, actually. I think originally the plan was like to really power it back to Poland or to Lithuania, and then we decided, well, since we've kind of slowed this trip down a bit, why don't we spend a night in Latvia? Because we'd spent a night in Lithuania, we'd spent a night in Estonia, and our final night was going to be in Poland. So why not have a night in Latvia?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sad, feeling sad actually. We're leaving Estonia any second, and this means we're officially kind of on the second tail end of our road trip.
Yeah.
So we did really well. We went to 4 countries in 2 days. Well, actually 5 if you include being in Germany in the morning. Yesterday we had breakfast, lunch and dinner in 3 different countries. Breakfast in Lithuania, lunch in Latvia and dinner in Estonia. And so now I think we're about to cross the border, so we have to say goodbye to Estonia, which I enjoyed very much and would happily go back to. So back in Latvia. Hello.
Guten Tag, Latvia.
Acho. No, Paldies.
So that gave us a little bit more time to enjoy the day. We did go and frolic again on the Latvian beach. That was fun. And then we ended up, I'd actually spotted on the way, we looked up some stuff to see, but I think like always, we took a little bit longer in each place than we'd planned, and the drive and so on and so forth took longer than planned. So we did look up all these great sites and things like that, and then quickly realized it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, we tried to have a look at Balska Castle.
Yeah. Which was fab from the outside. It looked like a spooky witch's house from the outside.
Feels like we're in a fairy tale, but maybe one of the not-so-good ones. It's a bit ominous, this castle that we are approaching. A bit exciting.
And I mean, we did see Balska Castle. We even got inside it, but we got inside, like, for them to tell us, sorry, we're closed.
Yeah.
Is a bit of a shame.
Did you hear that? I'm still glad we did it, and I'm glad we walked around it. It's still a little tick for me.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool visiting it. Like it was twilight. It was the dark was coming, and they had these like big, eerie trees, and their leaves had fallen off, and it just kind of had this spooky, again, medieval feel to it. Like, ooh. And the lights came on in the castle as we left, and that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
But, yeah, we'd seen on the way actually a windmill on the side of the road, and we had a bit of discussion about this. We were in different minds about where to stay. But
the roadside hotel?
Yeah, because you were like roadside hotels equal not very good. And I was like, it's a windmill. I want to stay in a friggin' windmill pretty much.
Oh, there's a windmill coming up. Definitely going to keep filming for that. We don't really have these old windmills in Australia, so not going to lie, I get a little excited. It could be a touristic one. It's got fast and tasty Latvian local food. Oh my gosh, maybe we should just stop there.
But actually, so it wasn't just a windmill. It was like a really nice, like quite modern sort of like concrete and wooden beams sort of building, like the main building. And then it had a windmill out the back.
Yes.
And in fact, we didn't get to stay in either of those buildings.
We got like shimmied to the back little guest house. But no, it was like a big barn thing. But we were in the little guest house. But that's fine. We got to eat dinner in the big barn like structure.
And quite surprising, we're sorry to tell you, but we have like a famous chef in tonight. And we're like, oh, okay. So if you want to eat, it'll have to be prepared by this famous chef. And we're like, well, okay, that's fine. And like the menus are only Lithuanian.
Yeah.
Or in Latvian rather, sorry.
Yeah. And it was, I think as well, a little, like maybe they were trying to say that it was going to be pricey, if that was the thing, or it was like very limited. But I mean, to me.
It wasn't cheap, but it was really good.
I don't think it was overly expensive though either. I
it
think
wasn't. It was no. It wasn't. It was. The pricing was fair.
I have so many windows open. This is so bad. It was absolutely delicious though. We shared everything, and it was such a tasty meal. And I think that was the nice thing that I kind of learned along the way a little bit. It was nice to take the time a bit slower and just to really sit and enjoy a meal and enjoy each other's company and enjoy our surroundings.
Lovely little restaurant, as said, pretty cool. You always drive past these places to actually stay in one and to see what it looks like. The windmill got me, had me at windmill, and it did not disappoint. So can recommend roadside venues in Latvia. Back soon with the Lithuanian border.
We did have a few meals at service stations. It's not like we wined and dined the whole way.
I think one of those is because you wanted to. You were like quite keen for a hot dog.
Yes. The Baltic states have pretty impressive range of like hot dogs at service stations. And that they're like, it's like the hot dog is injected into the bun.
Yeah, it was... But also it's fun when you're in a different country too to like try the different flavours of chips or the different types of chocolate or the different funny little sweets they have. So we did, I mean, we had to go to service stations anyway to get petrol, but it was kind of fun to stop and get a snack or two. But we managed to have a nice meal in each of those countries, and to have something kind of from that country as well. So... Yeah, we also had a lovely breakfast there. They like really gave us I can't remember if it was included or not, but it was very yummy, very European breakfast.
Yeah, very continental is the word you're looking for. It was a classic continental breakfast.
Sorry. Yeah. I always get confused with those. I know what an English breakfast is, so it's very English of me. But yeah, then we drove for our final destination. We drove back through Latvia, through Lithuania that whole day, to Poland.
It was super, super misty.
Oh, you were loving the fog.
It was amazing. It was like there was a death metal soundtrack playing everywhere outside. It looked very spooky.
Yeah, that was what you were going to do. You were going to make a video about the fog. So maybe that can be the promo video for this episode. But I also have
found the picture of the hot dog.
I found the promo episode photo, which is Darius smiling very, very gleefully at a hot dog. quite an awkward photo. We also managed to find, though, we did try and take some detours on the day again, just try and see a bit more, but we found another castle place.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah, this was inside Poland. And,
inside Poland? What is side Poland?
No, inside Poland, I'm pretty sure. Oh, I have to go back and read notes for this one.
Put you in the stocks.
Tikosany? Yeah, I think we're pretty sure we're kind of Googling as we went, and we found this castle, and they have this sort of typical thing around that region, which is the spire. It's like a turret, castle turret, a circular tower with a pointy bit.
I don't remember what the town was called, but it was super pretty as well. It was like a historical tourist place.
Yeah, and that's kind of the cool thing on a road trip. And, like, it's good to have a destination, but it was fun to just be able to, like, oh, that sign says castle. Let's follow it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't without going massively off the road and still making it back at a reasonable hour. We did make it back at twilighty and got to our hotel in Poland for the final hurrah.
Also quite a nice hotel, really.
It was nice. I think it was called the Warsaw River Hotel.
It was right on the river.
Show notes. But yeah, had you been to Poland before?
Yes, not to Warsaw. I'd been to what's it called? Krakow.
Yeah. So, and that was a discussion we had. We were originally going to was it Warsaw or was it Krakow? And
yeah, well, the idea was to go from Krakow to Lviv in the Ukraine, and then up to Minsk in White Russia, Belarus, and then across to Lithuania.
Belarus.
Yeah.
In Minsk. Yeah.
But we didn't.
Yeah, that would have been massive. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to doing it another time, but it would be a lot. And to be fair, maybe if there were four people as well, like that would be more drivers because it is quite.
So you did you get sick of me? Is that what it is?
No, you took over a lot of the driving, and that can be tiring. But I do look very tired that day too. I definitely found each morning I needed a little bit more time. We were pretty tired.
A little bit more time, a little bit more coffee.
Yes, yeah. So, but yeah, Warsaw is cool. We were a bit. I think the driving and the travel had caught up to us a little bit, and both of us have a propensity for being hangry.
It was the hanger.
The hanger was getting to us, and we couldn't really agree where to eat.
Oh, top travel tip here. Lovely travels fans, make sure you eat before you feel like you want to attack someone.
It's definitely true, and I definitely have. We've both had the experience. I do remember very distinctly a time in Melbourne where we were together and we'd gone to a wonderful museum. We were going around and we definitely passed the hanger point. We'd also agreed specifically that we were going to find fur. So instead of just being able to like, okay, we'll just grab something when you've got something in mind, and that was our trouble in Poland, I think, as well. It's like, do we go for something local
like, you know, you open like Foursquare or something like that and you just get like bombarded with recommendations.
Yeah. So we ended up agreeing on a snack and try to find something once we had food in our bellies later so that we had a bit more common sense going on. So we ended up having some sushi, Japanese.
Which, I mean, it was okay.
It wasn't the best, but it definitely, like, it kept us going.
It did keep us going.
Then we went exploring. And Warsaw, unlike the other, like, it was a lot bigger city, but I think we were like, it was somewhere that you kind of needed to know what you wanted to do and see, because there were streets we walked down and we were like, there was just nothing.
Yeah.
Like, there were no food restaurants, there were no bars.
It was a bit of a culture shock. Like, cause we'd just been like, you know, exploring seaside towns in Estonia in winter. And then you get to Warsaw and it's like giant neon advertising signs and like people everywhere. It was like, for me, it was a bit overwhelming.
Yeah. And just not knowing where to start. Not knowing where to go, where to start. And like, again, just being like, do you want to go to this bar? Do you want to go to this bar? And really needing to be directed there. They weren't, certainly the area of the city that we ended up rocking up to was kind of like, it had like some commercial places, it had some shops. Like, it wasn't just, oh, we don't like this restaurant, we'll find the next one next door. They were a distance. Yeah. So do a little bit of research or use our show notes. We did actually find some fun places.
I think we did okay considering we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, I think, look, the moral of a lot of this story was maybe have slightly more insight into what you're doing.
We went up the Museum of Science, I think it was called.
Yeah, the National Museum of Science. And
it looks like the Ghostbusters Tower in Ghostbusters, man. 2, I believe.
I was so excited. It was like they were lighting it up and at some points it was rainbow, which I absolutely love, and then at other points it was purple and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was quite content to look at it. Like, it's a pretty phenomenal and interesting-looking building. And please do head to Lovely Travels. I certainly have some photos on there of it. But yeah, then Darius decided that we had to go up it, and that's cool. There's a viewing tower and then we get a really good look over Warsaw. But Darius, there's a small problem with that plan, isn't there?
Yeah, that you publicise my insecurities. That's the problem with it.
Darius is just only one. I never knew this. We've known each other for 20 years. I did not know, but he has the fear of heights.
Don't have a fear of heights. I have a feel of falling down from far up.
So we got in the lift, and I think I was being my usual jovial self, and Darius was kind of like telling me to shut up.
I was putting dents into the handrail because, like, bleeping Soviet-era lifts, like 80 stories, is not massive amounts of confidence.
He's having a little wig out in the very tall building that you wanted to come up.
I'm doing it for you, Em. This is all about you. Don't make this about me.
Thank you. I feel an episode for our podcast is just going to be tall buildings that Darius has gone up and hated every minute of.
Literally, I've been to it, like, if there's a tall building in a city I've gone to, I've probably been up it.
And hated it.
I'm not hated. Like, I like the view. Like, and I like this thing, that there's, like, a giant, like, I don't like hitting it because I feel like the whole tower could tip over. But, like,
the enormous cement industrial engineered building.
It's, like, 70 years old.
I was just really surprised. I thought he was mucking around and that he wasn't. And then
I don't have a problem with heights. I don't like man-made things high up, like Ferris wheels and elevators.
Buildings?
Yeah. Buildings. Depends on the building. But put me on a mountain, I'm fine. No problem at all. But, like, a lift? Ugh.
Well, I'm glad we did it. It was fun, and it was fun for me. It was hilarious for me. And they had all these purple lights glowing up there, and it just, the more, like, time we spent up there, the more it felt like the Ghostbusters. So I don't think that's what they're going for, but it was fun. So after that, we had to do a very Polish thing, and so we went and had shots. I think the place itself wasn't very Polish, but doing shots.
Very tasteful, yes.
Doing shots is, and we did a few. You did the Minions one.
They were all themed shots, like, I don't know, like 80 different types of the cheapest alcohol you can find arranged in different layers.
It's called Ksupito. Cupito, I don't know. It's very hard to pronounce. But then I think you got back on the Googles and did a bit of research, and we managed to find a more traditional restaurant, which was lovely. And I had those, what are they called? Those, like, dumpling things?
Pierogi?
Yes. Oh, so good. So I had to have some of those. I think you'd mentioned it on the first day when we arrived, and that was in my mind. And, of course, a beer. And you had, like, a soup. And
it was like, it was a rye bread soup or a rye soup or something.
Yeah, it's tasty.
So, like, a grainy soup. I loved it. Really good.
With a sausage.
The sausage on the side. I think it's a great accoutrement. Just a bratwurst thrown in.
Yeah, we kind of planned to have a bit of a wild night, but we also, I think you had, no, I had an early-ish start, and,
let's be honest, wrecked. Like, 4 days in, but four countries in 3 days takes it out of you.
Yeah, we were pretty tired, but I'm really happy with the way it went. I just have the last photos. So basically I've just been scrolling through the memories as well. But the last photo I have is a really gross crying photo of me because I was, you know, we said goodbye in the morning, and then I sent Darius a thank you message because it's a pretty massive thing to ask your friend to fly to a country, then drive through four countries and just take on this silly adventure with you. And Darius did it in a heartbeat.
With minimal amounts of complaining.
Hilarious bantery complaining. But no, I'm so fortunate to have a friend who supports my adventures but also wants to join me. And, you know, we did what we said we were going to do, and we proved a point. It can be done. We learnt a few lessons. I'd happily do it again.
Me too. Maybe, you know, not exactly the same trip.
No. But the good thing, like, the cool thing is, and look, the point to make here is I do not recommend nor think that you going to a country for half a day or one night means you've seen and experienced the whole of that culture in that country. That is not what I'm saying. But right now in my life, for the purpose of this mission, I want to visit as many countries as possible. I want to experience as many cultures as possible. And certainly if I like what I see and it's a great little taste test, I will 100% be back.
Mm.
So, you know, there's already, I probably, had I not been back to places like India 10 times and Germany 10 times and the UK 14 times, perhaps I would have seen a few more countries, but I love them and I love the people in them.
Exactly. Yeah, and to get a bit more specific on the Baltics and Poland, great places to visit. Very picturesque, lots of history, lots of beautiful countryside, and if you're lucky, you get like 6 hours of driving through fog. and I think you could really tell like the change in culture, like from, you know, Poland, which is more Eastern European, and then up in Estonia, which starts getting more like Northern European, because, you know, it's quite close to the Northern European to
Scandinavia.
Countries.
You can get over on a boat.
That's what they're called. And doing it that way, like driving through the countries, you can really sort of see the change of influence.
Yeah.
Which is super fun as well.
Yeah, it was a great experience, an adventure, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So certainly once the world opens up a little bit more and things are a little bit more stable, we will definitely be taking this podcast on the road. And again, that trip's going to be always very special to us, because that's where Darius had the idea that we're driving a lot, so let's bring some podcasts and ideas and suggestions that we can listen to podcasts together. And then we sort of went, why don't we have one? And here we are.
Here we are.
So, let me see. You already asked me this and I never plan in advance. So let me see if I can just say what's going to be next. I believe we could possibly be talking to somebody next. Next episode, we are going to have a special guest, my gorgeous friend Eleanor, who actually also has a podcast called Story Party, and she literally travels the world and does comedy. So it's going to be awesome to talk to her.
Sounds like it's going to be a serious, serious one.
It is. There will be no lols. Or fun. So tune in,
everyone. Thank you for listening.
We're gonna say goodbye
for tuning in. I'm saying goodbye. I'm wrapping up what you do in the biz. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Keep the followings and the subscriptions and whatever they're called coming. If you have questions, email us info@lovelytravels.com.
Yeah.
And, look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for all the nice feedback. Emma hasn't shown me any of the bad feedback.
And achoo to you, Darius.
Oh, it sounds like you're using the Lithuanian word for thank you there.
I am, Darius. And what you can say goodbye in one of the more complex languages for me.
Yeah, I think we just avoided saying goodbye to people because it was too difficult.
Yeah, maybe we just say goodbye. That was an idea. We throw it out there. Just take it right back. Just to say bye.
Hang on. Yeah, let's just say bye.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.